So folks, today and over the next 2 weekends, Bishop Hyng has asked all of the priests of the diocese to speak about Into the Deep. It's the strategic plan of the Diocese of Madison to move our diocese, our parishes, our Catholic institutions from maintenance to mission. In particular, today I am going to talk about just some of our current reality. And I know that some of you may be very familiar with this already if you've been reading along in articles in the Catholic Herald, or if you've gone to the diocesan website or the Into the Deep website or flock note messages. But nonetheless, the bishop has asked us to share it all at the masses because he wants to ensure that everybody hears it and absorbs this information about this important endeavor. Now, also know that in the bulletins this week, there's going to be a handout with more detailed information, more detailed data than what I'm sharing with you, but I'm going to hit upon 8 particular points, bookended by some remarks by the bishop, which I begin now. As disciples of Jesus Christ, we know that nothing happens outside of God's providence and foreknowledge. Every event, no matter how challenging or confusing it may be, when it happens, or how unrelated it may appear to be to other events, it is, in fact, willed by God for our good, and if not directly, then at least permissively. This is a teaching of our faith. As St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, we know that in everything, God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. God's action of creation, redemption, sanctification, which he marvelously fulfilled and revealed to us in the Paschal mystery, is the ultimate truth and the meaning of our human existence. It underlies all of the realities, including our current reality in the Diocese of Madison. And it's important that we remember this as we courageously follow the Lord's call to put into the deep. Equally important, however, is that we honestly and truthfully face our current reality. For as the Lord Jesus says, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. For us, this means that we acknowledge and accept the difficult truths of our current reality, so that together we are free to follow him into a bright future of our local church, that is, the Diocese of Madison. Over the last 6 months, the diocese has contracted with Partners Edge, a group that has come to help us to do this, and the Into the Deep Strategic Planning Team. They've been working hard gathering and analyzing various data sets, including demographic data, parish and school data, financial and giving data, sacramental and priest data, historical data, etc. This professional, comprehensive, and thorough effort has led to the creation of a current reality report, which spells out with great clarity and insight our current reality in our diocese. So in particular, as I mentioned, there's going to be 8 points, and I'm going to buzz through them pretty quick, but I want you to know that in most of these cases, unless I state differently, the data collected is between the years of 2013 to 2021. In that amount of time, the population across the diocese grew 8.4%. It's expected to grow another 4% in the next 5 or 6 years. Now, Dane County has seen the majority of that growth of that population growth. The other growth appears to just is happening along the major roads and population centers. Where it is stagnating or declining is in rural areas. Number 2, we're losing Catholic people, especially our younger people, and we are getting older. In those same years, the total number of registered Catholics in parishes has dropped about 17%. Number 3, fewer and fewer people are attending Mass. During those same years, Mass attendance declined 40%. 40%. Fewer and fewer people have been attending Mass over many years. COVID simply accelerated that data, but even since 2021, rather, it has leveled off. So as of 2019, at most churches in the diocese, Masses were less than 1/3 full. just take a look around. We're not one of those. In most churches, it has been less than one-third full. Fourth point, significantly fewer people are receiving sacraments. Baptisms have declined 40%. First communions have declined 40%. Confirmations have declined 9%. Weddings have declined 21%. We have significantly more funerals than we do baptisms, which is not a recipe for success or a healthy future. And bottom line of what it all means is that less and less people are receiving God's grace in their lives through the sacramental gift of the church. Five, faith formation enrollment is in a free fall. During those same years, faith formation enrollment, that is those enrolled in faith formation between kindergarten and grade 12, has declined by almost 50%. Catholic schools have leveled off. While the enrollment declined minimally, it is projected to hold relatively steady over the next 5 years. Number six, we have significantly fewer priests than in the past, but we project to be relatively stable into the future. Now, while that number appears to be relatively stable, looking ahead into the future, even at the present time, there's not enough priests to just maintain the status quo. And many of my brother priests who are delaying retirement just to keep things working. Many priests ordained only 1 or 2 years are now asked to become pastors. They have very little experience to do that. Just as a case in point, I was an associate pastor for 14 years before I became a pastor, and I'm quite certain I wasn't ready then. Some would argue I'm still not. It's a lot of administrative responsibilities and burdens that these young men are not prepared to take on. But existing structures often prevent the diocese from being able to assign priests to parishes and ministries according to their gifts and talents. Number seven, people who donate give about 2% of their income. Only about half of those who donate or who are registered parishioners donate to their parishes or the diocese. The silent generation, which is a new term for me, I didn't realize what this was, but the silent generation is the age-wise the top end of our age group in our parishes. The average age of the silent generation is 84. That group gives 30% of all income to the parish and the diocese. Do the math. Number eight, at present, collectively, we are facing financial challenges. 61 out of the 102 parishes operate with a net deficit. That's reality. And again, from Bishop Hine, when we consider these eight takeaways from the current reality report together, it is obvious that we're facing some significant challenges. But this probably comes as no surprise. And these issues are not new. Most have been building for quite some time. Recognizing this, the diocese has made attempts at various points over the last few decades to tackle some of these and other pressing issues. Parishes have clustered, some have merged, priests have taken on additional responsibilities, slight modifications have been made, but despite the best of intentions, most of these efforts have been inadequate, incomplete, or directed towards symptoms rather than root causes. With some notable exceptions, most dioceses in the country are trying to tweak or band-aid these growing problems rather than ask, what if God is inviting us to reimagine what a parish can and needs to be in an increasingly post-Christian culture? We are facing challenges, and this necessitates a significant and bold response. Now is a time for us to look reality square in the face, see the truth, and with boundless hope and trust in Jesus Christ, courageously put into the deep and reimagine what a parish can and needs to be if we're going to fulfill the mandate to go and make disciples. We must be willing to let go of some of the past, of attachments that may hinder us, and to follow him in a new and a brighter future, that is, into a healthier and holier reality. In the words of St. Peter, "Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing, but at your word we will let down the nets." So may God guide us, may he grant us the grace, courage, generosity, and faith of St. Peter to follow him into the deep and into a new reality. And now my own words. Next weekend, in the next 2 weekends, we're going to begin to unveil some of that dream for our future and how with God's hope we will hope to get there. So as they say, stay tuned. In the bulletin, there's a sheet with more statistics on it. Please take that home with you, ponder it, keep it, because it's going to be important to that forms really the basis of where we go from here. So we pray for ourselves, for all the parishes in the diocese, and for each of us personally. But what I found really striking today is that last line of the gospel. If Jesus had a microphone, that would be the microphone dropping moment right there. And it is really one for us as well. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?